Hey, did you catch that Flora just launched an open order flow auction for Solana validators? It's actually a pretty exciting step for the ecosystem. I did, and I think it's important. It moves order flow allocation away from closed or opaque models and into a more competitive process where validators can bid for access to real trading activity. Exactly. The idea is that Solana's growth in trading, DeFi, gaming, and high-frequency activity is creating a new layer of economic value around liquidity and order flow. Right. As the network expands, access to that flow becomes strategically important, not just a minor technical detail. And that's where Flora's auction comes in. It aims to make access more transparent, competitive, and aligned with real market demand. To make sure we're on the same page, order flow is the movement of buy and sell orders through a market. Yes. In crypto, efficient routing of that flow can improve execution quality, reduce slippage, and create revenue opportunities. So by auctioning access, Flora lets Solana validators compete for participation in liquid trading activity instead of relying only on staking rewards or passive network incentives. I think the word open is the part that makes this especially meaningful. In many blockchain ecosystems, liquidity access can be concentrated among a small group of intermediaries or platforms. That concentration can reduce competition and efficiency. An open auction introduces price discovery, visibility, and market discipline. It gives validators a way to evaluate the value of different order flow streams, and it helps participants better understand how access is allocated and priced. For Solana validators, that could change how they position themselves. Instead of competing only on uptime, infrastructure performance, and stake accumulation, they may also need to think about liquidity markets, trading partners, and order flow infrastructure. The auction model could help validators diversify revenue beyond staking rewards, making operations more resilient and better tied to actual network activity. The article outlines a few key effects, starting with increased competition among validators for access to meaningful order flow. It also points to greater transparency in how trading liquidity is allocated and priced. Then there are new revenue models linked to market activity rather than only staking, and stronger alignment between validator incentives and Solana's broader economic growth. That's relevant because validator economics are a central issue across proof-of-stake networks. Staking rewards remain important, but they may not be enough to sustain long-term competitiveness. Additional revenue sources connected to real trading and liquidity activity can improve validator sustainability and encourage more active participation. On a bigger level, Flora's launch signals that Solana infrastructure is evolving beyond basic consensus and transaction processing. The ecosystem is starting to experiment with more sophisticated market structures that connect liquidity, trading, and validator participation. That suggests a maturing environment where raw performance isn't enough. Solana also needs deeper market layers that make that performance useful for users, traders, and institutions. Transparency is presented as a key competitive advantage here. If order flow access is auctioned openly, participants can better judge whether the system is fair, efficient, and aligned with network growth. That clarity can help build trust, especially in an industry where opaque intermediaries and closed liquidity pools have often raised concerns. Still, the article stresses that the real impact will depend on execution. The key questions are whether validator participation will be strong enough, whether the order flow offered is valuable enough to justify competitive bidding, and whether the system can stay efficient without becoming overly complex. It also matters whether other parts of the Solana ecosystem adopt similar mechanisms. In short, Flora's open order flow auction is not just a product launch. It's a signal that blockchain infrastructure is becoming more market-driven, competitive, and tied to real economic activity. If executed well, the model could strengthen validator participation, improve liquidity distribution, and support Solana's growth as a high-performance blockchain ecosystem.